Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Our guest for this segment is Saul Newton, who is the president and CEO of the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce and is spearheading the Wisconsin Veterans Day celebration in Milwaukee, which is tomorrow. And so I'm so excited to hear more about this event. Welcome to the show, Saul.
Thank you for having me, Kristen.
So Veterans Day is not for another week, though, correct?
That's right. The Veterans Day Parade since last year actually marks the beginning of Veterans Week, when many organizations throughout the community host events, host fundraisers, observe Veterans Day holiday. And we really wanted the parade to be kind of the kickoff to all of that celebration over the course of the week.
And so where is the parade in Milwaukee going to be?
It's right downtown in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. It begins on Wisconsin Avenue, intersection of 4th and Wisconsin Avenue, heading east on Wisconsin to Water Street, turning north on Water Street, and ends at the intersection with Juneau. So about a mile long from start to finish. But all of the viewing areas and kind of grandstands and everything will be centered around the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts, which is a dedicated war memorial center. But also will include a festival with vendors and exhibitors, live music. So it's just going to be a really great time. It's an opportunity for the community to come out and celebrate veterans, celebrate their service, and what they continue to do to make our communities great places.
So who are some of the events? So we'll actually back up for a second. When we think of parades, often I think of, I think of like the Macy's parade and floats and massive balloon characters that are flying in the air. I'm guessing we're not going to have any of those. But who are the types of people that march in the parade, or what are some of the floats that are in the parade that people can see if they make it to that portion of the event?
Yeah, definitely a different vibe than the Thanksgiving Day Parade. We have more than 50 parade participants, and those range from community organizations to veteran-owned businesses to even military units. We have the Coast Guard Sector Command Headquarters located in Milwaukee. They will be in the parade. They will actually have a boat that they are. Towing, I guess, not necessarily driving down Wisconsin Avenue, but we'll
have a hoverboard.
I don't know if they have that technology yet. But we'll also have, more than 60 military vehicles. We have more than 600 people walking in this parade.
Wow.
So we really intentionally cast a wide net and said, anybody, everybody, come on down. Let's just have a great day that celebrates veterans.
And who is the Grand Marshal?
The Grand Marshal is a 98-year-old woman named Anna Mae Robertson. Anna Mae Robertson was a member of the famed 6888, 688th unit that was recently recognized with a Congressional Gold Medal for their service in World War II. And really modernized and transformed the way that the military handles mail in conflict theaters. Yeah. Their unit was charged with clearing a backlog of more than 2 years of mail that had piled up in Europe that was intended to go to troops on the front lines. And they cleared that backlog in a matter of months. And so we're extremely fortunate to have such a remarkable woman located right here in Milwaukee, who has had such an impact. And this is just one small way that we can recognize her.
Yeah, 98. That is some time. That's an amazing story. Because you had sent over the article, and we'll link that to our blog for today as far as who Anna Mae Robertson is and the role that she played during World War II, because we don't have a lot of people left who were involved in, fought in World War II. And so that's actually a good question. In the Milwaukee area, how many veterans, do you have a count of how many veterans are in this part of the state?
Statewide, we have about 350,000.
Okay.
About a third of those are based in the metro Milwaukee area. We also have tens of thousands of veteran-owned businesses and thousands of nonprofit organizations and community organizations that are serving those folks. And so this is really just an opportunity to bring all of those stakeholders together and shine a big spotlight on them.
We're talking to Saul Newton, who's the president and CEO of the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce. And as you just said that, as far as the business owners, so is that largely what the Chamber of the Veterans Chamber of Commerce does, is help different veteran-owned businesses in the state?
Yes, that's part of what we do. We are dedicated to expanding economic opportunity for Wisconsin veterans, service members, and their families. And we do that by working with and supporting veteran-owned and veteran-friendly businesses. So that certainly includes supporting veterans who are looking to start businesses. A lot of people are surprised to learn that Wisconsin has more than 65,000 businesses across the state that are owned by military veterans right now. And of course, you know, a very frequent topic that comes up is employment and workforce development. And so we absolutely work to make sure that employers are best prepared to recruit and retain the best talent pool, the best workforce that is available out there, which are folks who have military background or military experience.
And what does that look like? What are, when you say that they're you train employers to be able to employ people who obviously have a wide variety of skill set and have served for not only served our country, but also I can only imagine what goes into the training required to be in any part of the military. And so when you say that, as far as working with employers, what does that look like?
Well, it really boils down to this. The civilian world, as it were, is more disconnected than ever from those who serve our country in the military. We don't, most of us don't have a direct connection or know what that experience is like, mm-hmm. or know what goes into, you know, somebody going through something like basic training or advanced training or things like that. And so, you know, there's certainly work that needs to be done on the part of the job seeker to make sure that they are well articulating what they bring to the table. But employers also need to be prepared to understand what these folks bring to the table, specifically the training, the capabilities, the experience that they have, and why that makes them great, you know, candidates for their organizations. And so there's some technical translation that comes through, right? What does it mean to be a sergeant or a captain? You know, or to be a medic or an infantryman. But there's also some cultural translation that needs to take place just because the military is kind of a different culture. And if employers aren't aware of those things, they really, you know, can miss out on some great candidates if they don't have that fundamental understanding.
And I think that's totally right. I've talked about this on the show before as someone who I'm definitely on the civilian side of that, right? And like I've had one uncle who was in West Point and served. But I think that might be the limit of my, besides my grandfather, but it's my age still, you know, not a lot of friends have served. And so it is such a divide between, there's large swaths of the population who I think they know tons of people who served, and then there's a large swath that don't know anyone. And understanding and having empathy and education around what that looks like, I think, is incredibly important. So it's great to hear that your organization is helping employers actually wrap their brain around what is a wildly beneficial and valuable skill set, but doesn't necessarily on its face always translate as far as what you think you're looking for. And so going back to the parade, once the parade is over and we move to the festival part, what are some of the music, like who are some of the musicians that are playing? What are some of the vendors that are going to be there?
The live music is being provided by a band of veterans called Mission Accomplished. Nice. So they'll be playing immediately following the parade. We have some remarks with elected officials, County Executive David Crowley, Congresswoman Gwen Moore, Senator Tammy Baldwin will all be giving remarks. But really, it's just about, again, gathering folks and kind of highlighting you know, the role that veterans play in our community. You know, as you just pointed out, a lot of folks don't have that direct connection. And in a place like Milwaukee, where we don't have a huge military presence, right? We don't have a large installation or something like that. Sometimes, you know, folks forget that there are a lot of veterans out there and they are doing really great things, and we want to celebrate that.
And Saul, something I think that we forget so often too, and maybe this is just me, the assumption that the only trauma that people who have served have gone through is physical, when there's so much we ask of them that affects them psychologically. And it's got to be a, I would hope it helps to see people come out and support them and show them that we appreciate what they gave.
Yeah, it really is. That's what it's about at the end of the day is, you know, there are certainly some folks who are dealing with trauma and have and are you know, dealing with the outcomes of that. Other folks are dealing with kind of the physical outcomes. There are also a lot of veterans who, you know, that who aren't dealing with those things and just, you know, had their military experience, gained that experience and used it to kind of move forward and be stronger. But, you know, the underlying everything again is just making sure that all veterans in our community recognize how much we appreciate them, how much we celebrate them, and how much we know they continue to contribute to our community.
So with a couple minutes that we have left, what are the nuts and bolts? When does everything kick off and where can people see the parade? And if they want to see that part, and if they can't make it to the parade, where can they go see the speakers and get some food and enjoy the music?
Sure. So the parade steps off at 11 a.m., again, heading down Wisconsin Avenue. So we would love to see Wisconsin Avenue and Water Street packed with people, you know, waving and shouting and having a great time. As I said, the kind of viewing area, the grandstand, will be right outside the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts. And that is where the festival and the speakers and the entertainment and the music will be as well, is on the plaza of the Marcus Center. So we would love to see everyone come out and join us.
Absolutely. And it's absolutely free, free event for everyone.
100% free for everyone involved. Just come on down.
Absolutely. So I think, I know what I'm going to do tomorrow. I'm probably going to bring my mom because Debbie Bry is coming to town. So we'll stop by. I'll hunt you down and find you, Saul. But Saul Newton is the president and CEO of the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce. So check out tomorrow, November 5th, starting at 11 a.m., the Wisconsin Veterans Day celebration in Milwaukee. Anything else you want people to know? Anything you want them to follow on the social medias or anything?
They can, all the information is available at wiveteransday.org. You can visit that website and get all the information, but please come out, bring your friends, bring everyone you know.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks so much for coming on the show, Saul. We'll have to have you back.
Thank you so much, Kristen.
All right. Have a great day. We're going to take a break. Stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.